Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I had an outstanding weekend. We'll talk about that as we move along today. Beautiful day out there. Awfully nice for a Monday. Once again, as always, drive safely home. Make sure you get home okay. A lot of things to talk about today. Mostly, we're gonna start this first segment with some highlights from being up in Newton, Iowa Speedway all weekend. What great partners they are. We had a blast. As always, I want to thank sponsors of our show, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Heritage Building Maintenance, and four homeless veterans golf outing through Central Iowa Shelter and Services for homeless veterans. It's Monday, July 31st at the Legacy Golf Club in Norwalk. We'll talk more about that today as well. Things coming up this week. So we have Monday, Tuesday, Twins, Mariners. We have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins, Royals. And then just a lot of quick things. We have next week, NFL begins. It's a Hall of Fame game. It's next Thursday. We started getting preliminary football schedules are coming out. We might take a glance at that today as well. So, always looking forward to, football season. It's not very far away, folks. We are getting close. What do we have? We're in the last 7 days of July. August is when all the fun starts. September's when the NFL starts, and we are going to be off and running. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about this weekend. Once again, Ann Fiskren, who is – it's an interesting story. She actually works for IRL. She will – after she takes care of stuff this week in Newton – a lot of the things that you saw at Newton, they load all that stuff up, they tear down, they load up, and they're on. And I have to look. I can't remember. She told me they're on to Nashville, or Nashville's a week away. So I will check on that as well. But I want to thank Ann, and I want to thank Cumulus for inviting us down, getting to see Friday, getting to do the show live there and watching some of the warm-up laps and everything, and then getting to go Saturday and seeing the races. A little bit of rain on Saturday when we went, but then everything was great. After that, the only thing that changed that whole day, instead of having an NXT race before Carrie Underwood, they had the NXT race after Kenny Chesney. So Jen and I stayed and sat and watched the NXT race with Ann, and really enjoyed the day. And then yesterday, boy, what a day that was. Another beautiful day. Sunny, and it wasn't that bad. Wasn't that hot. Better for Iowa Speedway than it's going to be for some of our friends and family and all the people visiting the state of Iowa for RagBri. What a tough few days. I mean, yesterday and today were your two good days. I mean, we have some 100-degree temp. We don't dip into 100-degree temperatures like we used to. And I know I'm older, and it seems like we hit 100 degrees a lot more, 50 years ago than we are right now. But, It was a lot of fun, and somebody just texted me. You know, it's been since Friday, so I forgot to give out some of our items here. So Twitter is at @SteenOnSports. It's at 1700TheChamp. Facebook is at 1700TheChamp. The website's 1700TheChamp. I have Friday show is up. I did that when I got home last night, so you can check out Scott and I live at Newton and at Iowa Speedway, and we had a ton of fun. It was really cool. So just kind of going through some of the weekend, just to, you know, kind of hit the highs, and there were no lows, all the highs. The only low was that little bit of rain, but I think people were fine with it. Kind of cut the dust down a little bit. So let's start off with Indy Racing League. It's great. The people are great. And in with Hy-Vee. I do not know what to say about Hy-Vee. I can't give him any bigger kudos than I mean, it was they were perfect. We watched the race from the Newton Club. Hy-Vee catered the Newton Club. There was food. There were breakfast food. There was lunch. There were dinner. There were drinks. You got to be inside. You got to be outside. You can maneuver around. A lot of things going on. The free stage acts, they were really good. We stopped and listened to a couple of them. We missed a couple of them because we wanted to see the NXT race with some of the younger guys. Or we'd have went and seen one of my past baseball players that I coached, Jordan Beam. I hated that we had to miss him. We missed Maddie Poppy as well, and generally wanted to see her. She sang the national anthem. I do believe she sang that on Sunday. She was amazing. It was a crazy busy weekend. So we were down there Friday, came home, you know, did a couple of things, got up really early the next morning. We left around 8 o'clock to get down there, did the same on Sunday. So just to go over what the day kind of looked like. Sorry about that. Had to cough. So what our day looked like on Saturday, we got there right around, I think the gates opened at 9. We were there right around 9. And it did. It kind of opened up and rained a little bit. So they moved the NXT, which are the younger kids, in really, really good drivers, really good race, really good race cars. But they moved that, so Carrie Underwood went on. Then they had time trials, and these guys, the racers, love Iowa Speedway. It is fast, and it's fast low, it's fast high, it's fast in the middle, it's just fast everywhere. This was a weekend that, you know, big expectations. I think this group, there's a group of drivers. I think they're pretty, I think they're exciting to watch. I think that it's going to get better and better. And I can't, you know, there's some older guys there, but man, these younger guys, they are the real deal. And when you're, I'm pulling it up now. I apologize. So I'm pulling up results for both days. Yeah. So on Saturday, this is going to be a kind of an interesting one because of Joseph Newgarden, who won the Indianapolis 500 this year as well, dominated. He led 129 laps. Will Power led 119 laps. It was Chevy, 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 Honda, Chevy, Honda, 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 Honda. So but Joseph Newgarden and Scott McLaughlin, they were right next to each other the whole entire race. Patio Ward came in third. It was an exciting race, and it is such a fast track that it's at times it's difficult. You have to know your car, and to know who's on the lead, because I mean, it's 7/8 of a mile, and they are going 180 miles an hour. It is fascinating. It is fascinating to watch. Joseph Newgarden with a huge win on Saturday. And then he, if you click back out, they had their Sunday race. Joseph Newgarden, Will Power, Alex Palou, Rosenquist, McLaughlin, Dixon, Herta, same. And this race was even dominated this race even more. And they jump out of their cars, and they're like 20 years old. And it's just, you can see the excitement. You can see the excitement from the fans. I think Iowa Speedway has a place in Indy racing. I know for a fact that if it was up to the drivers, they may even come back more than they would come back two or three times a year, just because they have so much fun racing on this track. When we were talking about the track, we were kind of giving, you know, Rusty Wallace kudos for how he set up the track and the things that when you're doing racing like this, a lot of these guys, the haulers that take the cars and the teammates that do that, but a lot of these guys fly in and out. They have an airport right there, so they're getting flown in and flown out at all times. Just the way the racetrack itself is, and last night after Ed Sheeran, we had to wait a little bit longer to get across, so you kind of stood on the track for a little bit. Man, it's steep. It's not easy to stand there. But it is full out, full throttle racing, and we had a great weekend. So just to drop a little bit here too on acts. Kerry Underwood was really, really good. On these four acts, Kerry Underwood, Kenny Chesney, Zach Brown Band, and Ed Sheeran. There wasn't anybody just sitting in. I mean, everybody was up. Everybody was into it. They were all good. They were just different and good in their own ways. I thought Kerry Underwood was really good. She got an hour set, and she hit her songs, and it was a ton of fun. And then you get, after the race, you get Kenny Chesney. It's the first time I've got to see Kenny Chesney live. And it is Barefoot Nation, and it is just sit back and have yourself a beer in Mexico. I mean, that's what it felt like, and watching the people and enjoying. It was really exciting as well. And then Sunday morning, we come in, they're doing, they were out there practicing. So we got to see some practice, once we first came in. And then it was Zach Brown Band. And I have to be really honest, I've never heard the Zach Brown Band before either. And I didn't think anyone could top what they did. And I'll tell you that in just a second, but it was amazing. They dropped. I mean, they did some ZZ Top. They did some stuff. They did and two before their last. And then they sang one of their really good songs. Everybody went crazy for. They played Beastie Boys. They had me right there. So it's not going to be long before I'm going to another Zach Brown Band concert. After the race, Ed Sheeran was on, and it was nice enough that Ann kind of took care of us and got us down so we could be down in the field. And the fastest hustle my wife has ever done in her life, getting down there and getting to a point where we were. I mean, you get thrown out, but I mean, I could have reached up and high-fived Ed Sheeran. I was that close to the stage. Ed Sheeran does one thing and one thing only, He entertains you. He's the only person. There's no band. There's an Ed Sheeran looper is what it's called. And he sits there, and when he starts his song, he brings in the melody and loops it, and then he does another thing, and he loops it, and then he sings, and he loops it, and then it all pulls together, and then he goes through. It was the most amazing thing. He had some words and talked and about one of his songs. Gonna know this about me if you hang around with me long enough. I'm a quick crier. Jen and I were crying. He had us exuberant, getting to hear some of his. I mean, all of his songs. Once again, never seen him in concert. Didn't know what it was all about, and I left shaking my head, going, I didn't understand what I just saw. That's how I laid it out. It was amazing. It was fun. We were that close. We had a couple of little gals there that, I mean, they didn't move, and they didn't take their eyes off. And I think that's the most exciting thing. And I have a feeling it was the same for me, and it was the same for Jen. And it was great. So entertainment, they rocked it. The racing, they rocked it. The everything about it was amazing. Getting us in and getting us out was great. I mean, there is not one thing. There's nothing. I mean, it needs to have more time is the only thing that I could say wasn't perfect, that I just wanted to be there more. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Posted a bunch of stuff this weekend at Iowa Speedway. We did that on at 1700 The Champ, at Happy Hour. At Steen on Sports, we tried to do as much as we could. When it got busier, I finally came up with something. When it got a little busier out there, like in early morning or later into the evening, not so bad. Some of the Wi-Fi, little sketchy during the rest of the time. If that's the only thing that you even have to have a word about, that's a great day. The website's 1700thechamp.com, so I have Friday's show. It's up already. You can check out the interviews and kind of hang it out at Iowa Speedway. Monday and Tuesday of this week, right after the show, we got Minnesota Twins, Seattle Mariners. They have Wednesday off, Thursday's a travel day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins at the Royals. Another huge series for the Twins. We'll talk a little baseball when we jump into the second hour today to see where we're at. I'm going to start talking a little NFL football, a little college football this week. We're getting close. We got to start getting this out there and getting ready to go and seeing some of the things that we're going to do for college football and for pro football. We have, it came out today, and we're all the things that I said, I think I talked about a little bit, the preliminary champ football schedule. It's out there. We're working on the Excel page. We want to have the ability to kind of maneuver it around a little bit, and we haven't gotten there yet. So, but as soon as that gets out there, we'll get that out, get it out on social media or get it up on the website so everybody can see it. But next week is the Hall of Fame game. I mean, that's the start, folks. That's where we're at, and that's going to be some fun stuff. This first segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank, commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal business, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Go to nw.bank to take advantage of applying online for various types of loans. Just did that. Very easy to do. From a vehicle loan to mortgage, it all starts there. On the website, you can visit the newsroom for all things Northwest Bank. You can also view, because it's cool, Biz Buzz blog for their business insight, or simply use the multiple banking tools to enhance your banking experience. All this at Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait and open up an account at Northwest Bank. West Bank. Want to thank them for being a part of our show. Secondary thing over the weekend was the British Open, won by Brian Harman. I don't know how many people know who Brian Harman is. He's been around for a while, and a lefty, and he's a good dude. And it is very cool that he got his first major. That kind of takes care of the four majors. So just to go over, the British Open was Brian Harman. The U.S. Open was Wyndham Clark. The PGA champion was Brooks Koepka. And the Masters champion was John Rahm. So a couple of first-timers, a couple of long-timers. So a lot of special things out there. And then this is kind of the one that I like to read as well. And this is the four majors aggregate scores. So the people who play well in majors for the year. So Scotty Scheffler finished the four majors. He was the leader. If you combine all their aggregate scores, he was minus 18. Victor Hovland was minus 16. John Rahm was minus 15. Brooks Koepka was minus 10. Xander Schauffele was minus 7. Patrick Cantlay was minus 5. Tommy Fleetwood was minus 4. And Cam Smith was minus 2. Every other golfer was plus for the four majors. I mean, that's a really good test. If you're minus score in the four majors, I think that's a big deal. The thing that most people talked about, and so it popped up on my screen today, and it was Scotty Scheffler. Did not win a major this year, but this are his major stats for the four majors this year. At the PGA, he was first in tee to green. He was 34th in putting. At the U.S. Open, he was third tee to green. He was 34th in putting. The Masters, he was second tee to green. He was 50th in putting. And this is the one right here, because I'm trying to see what he, Scotty, I'm trying to see where Scotty finished here. Scotty Scheffler finished even at the Open. That was his worst finish. He was third tee to green and 74th putting. If he has a mediocre putting tournaments, get him in the, if you cut all of those in half, you're 17, 25, and 37. He probably wins all four. That shows you can't excel at three of the four, two of the four, one of the four. You have to be able to be in that general range at all times. It's crazy. And I liked all four winners. I think the four winners of these of the majors and some of the things, I think it's going to draw golf closer together. I think at some point in time, we're not even going to remember the whole live PGA thing. You know, there was no ill will towards any of the live golfers playing at the British Open. None. There barely was. At the Masters or at the PGA, so they got to figure it out. You can't have Cam Smith and Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau. You can't have them not be playing, and nobody wants that. I think you can explain that. Listen, on some of them, it wasn't whatever. I mean, everybody. Two things is what all of this is about. The first one is that the way the PGA is trying to not have what happened to the NBA, which is you have all these tournaments. You want to get the most amount of people in there. Your goal still is to make money, but you want to make these tournaments fun, and you've got a bunch of guys that aren't playing. I call this the Kale rule in our household. My nephew Kale keep going to Minnesota to watch his players that he wants to watch who are on other teams, and they never come and they never play. And so golf is trying to figure something out. And these guys, Dustin Johnson has two young kids. Brooks Koepka is getting ready to have a young kid. A lot of these guys, they don't want to play. You know, you got 52 weeks. They don't want to be playing 34 weeks. And don't go, well, they're playing golf. It doesn't matter. It's still travel. It's still being away from your family. Not all the families travel with them all the time. It's not easy to do when you have kids. I hate that when people go, well, he's playing golf. Okay, if you were really good at golf, you would be doing it too. If he was really good at managing a company, he'd take your job. But you're not taking his job. So leave him alone. I hate that when people say, well, they make too much money and all they're doing is hitting a little white ball. All we're doing is typing on computer screens and keyboards. We all have jobs that we do. I think they're going to work this out. I'm still waiting, because Rory's put his foot in his mouth a couple of times. So I'm still waiting for Tiger to come out and go, okay, we've got to fix this. Now, I may not be able to play golf anymore, but I have everybody's respect. I know how to make money. I know how to make these things work. Let's go. And I think that's what golf needs. So we'll figure that out. And hopefully we figure it out really, really quickly, because if we don't, we're in some trouble. And we're at a point when we're talking about all of our professional sports, and you lump them all in, and I'm lumping NASCAR and what we saw IRL this weekend, and hockey and tennis and golf, all of those sports. And then you add in the behemoths, right? And that is the NFL, NCAA football, NCAA basketball, men's and women's. And then you can throw the NBA in there, and then you can throw baseball in there. I do believe that truly, and I'm a huge baseball fan, and I love baseball more than a lot of things. The thing, and I've always told you, that affects me in baseball and me in football, fantasy baseball is not easy to do, and betting on baseball is not easy to do. I mean, there's people out there that do it, and there's people out there that's good at doing it and picking the right things, but just to pick your team, it's not easy to do. Fantasy football and then betting on college and professional football is what makes professional and college football bigger than all other sports. And that's what you have to, that's what we're dealing with. And there are point in times, I think the NCAA is teetering on the brink of not understanding that it can lose momentum for everything that's going on. And all they're doing, when every article that you read, When you're reading articles about the Pac-12 not going to release their stuff for TV, if they had a TV deal and it was a good TV deal, they would have said it 2 months ago, because why in the world would you take all these negative hits from everybody for no apparent reason? They don't have a and it may, in the very end, it may turn into one, but if you're looking for Fox Sports and you're looking for CBS Sports and you're looking for ESPN Sports, and you're looking for a boatload of cash to get you bought into a TV contract, you're mistaken. And for all of us out there, where this is going to end is if you want to watch college football and you want to watch NFL football and you want to watch NCAA basketball, maybe not as much NCAA basketball, but if you want to watch baseball and you want to watch all these things on TV, just get ready. You're going to have to pay for it. You're going to have to pay per game or pay per... You know, you're going to have to buy a ticket like you do with the NFL to get to see all that stuff. Because I'm telling you, folks, you read behind the lines and CBS Sports and trust me, it's with this too. It's with radio and everything. You have to be able to put a good product out there, and you have to do it at a reasonable price. And if the people that are talking on the talk shows or doing the pregame shows or calling games, if you think it's about you and it's not about the product, then you're not going to be along. You might get a nice little severance package, but you're not going to get paid. I mean, they were spending way too much money on everything that they were doing, and they finally found out, you know what? People don't care. They want to watch. The listening, you know, we all have our favorites, but if I'm listening to a game, I'm not listening. I'm watching the game on TV. If I want to listen to the game, I'll listen to Mitch Holtis for the Chiefs or my guy up in Minnesota. I love listening to him. I don't need to listen to the TV to be able to get the game that I want to listen to and see the things that are happening. So when you're the Pac-12, that's why I thought what Brett Yormark did with the Big 12, just saying, listen, I'm coming to you right now. This is a whole new product. This whole new product starts next year. We're ready to go. I know we're not next up, but we want to negotiate and we want to get this done. And I think they did a really good thing. When you're the ACC and you're talking about having your games on CW or something like that, that's not a good TV contract. Or if all of it's pay-per-view, it's not a good TV contract. And you're talking about somebody who loves college football and loves watching college football, but I don't watch as much as I used to because I go to my team's games. And it's getting to a point that if the Kansas City Chiefs or the Minnesota Vikings or the Chicago Bears, when they get ready, or any of those, if they bring prices down so you can go watch football games, I'll go watch those football games live. I like sitting at home so I can sit and flip around, and I like being at home because it makes it easier for betting. Because especially for us, if you go out of state, since we don't have a professional team here, you can't bet. But if you're the Pac-12 and you're trying to tell people, hey, we're going to have just as good a TV contract as everybody else did, there's no way. There's not going to be more money out there. It's going to be less money. So we're going to have to just take a step back, and we're going to have to see that and see what happens. You are listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Once again, I want to thank the radio station, KJJY, The Vibe, everybody. We had a blast. It was a good time. I'm glad I got to go. We're going to talk about a salary that just got signed that's incredible. Everybody, welcome in. Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Last segment of this first hour already. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Minnesota Twins baseball tonight and tomorrow, 6 o'clock pregame right after the show. So as soon as the show gets over, you get a couple commercials in there. They're going to go right into pregame. Off on Wednesday, travel day on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins at the Royals. We'll talk a little baseball. They need to win these games. It's just that big. Next week, NFL begins Hall of Fame game on Thursday. We have the preliminary champ football schedule. It came attached today. We're going to try to clean it up so it's a little easier to talk to and communicate some of the things that are coming up. It's going to be pretty exciting. There's a lot. And we are very, very, very excited about that. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman's Control. Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building and solution company. Provides designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services. HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and learn more about an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. Had somebody text me a second ago saying, did you yell a lot this weekend? Yes. Yes, I did. I am guilty of doing that. Here's the other thing I'm guilty of right now. I'm a little envious of maybe a soccer player in the world. Holy buckets, folks. Mbappe is being recruited and sold and offered a lot to a Saudi Arabian team. This is crazy. So his salary is $776 million. He has a $362 million transfer fee that the team has to give Mbappe's current team. And to put this, so this is $776 million salary. That's not over 20 years, folks. That's his salary for this upcoming season. He pays over $150 million in taxes. And this broke down. It's $65 million a month. It's $15 million a week. It's $2 million a day. It's $88,542 an hour, $1,476 a minute, and $24 per second. That's a contract. This is what this compares to. Career earnings of LeBron James so far, $531 million. Patrick Mahomes has a deal signed through either 2026 or 2027. It was for $494 million. The Mets team has a $367 million cap. I think Tom Brady's career earnings were $332. Salary cap in the NFL is nowhere close to that. Oh my gosh. Tiger's career, he in playing golf, he made $157 million. Let me do this one more time. $65 million a month, $15 million a week, $2 million a day, $88,000 an hour, $1,400 a minute, and $24 every time the clock clicks. That's not a bad gig if you can get it. He is, if you listen, and I listen to my kids and I listen to other people, he is the best soccer player in the world, and he is going to get paid to be the best soccer player in the world. Anthony Richardson signed today with the Indianapolis Colts, signed for a 4-year, $34 million contract. One of the interesting things, everybody always wants to know this, who's going to be in the 99 club in Madden? There's no perfect scores in Madden. There's no perfect player in Madden, but there's 99, the 99 percenters. It's your normal suspects, kind of normal. New one, Justin Jefferson is a new one. Aaron Donald for a couple of times now. Zach Martin for a couple of times now. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are your 99ers in Madden football. Locally, it is Nick Nurse's birthday. Happy birthday to Coach Nick Nurse. My assumption is he's either turning 55 or 56. He's probably turning 55. I bet he's turning 55 today. I still, $65 million a month. Just think about that though. $1,400 a minute he's getting paid. And what that means, folks, that means that he brings in that same type of money, because these teams aren't just throwing that stuff out there. One of the biggest things, now that we are, you know, you're getting to a point where with COVID in the country that we're towards the edges to where we barely don't even talk. We don't talk about COVID itself, but we talk about the repercussions of COVID. here's one of the non-repercussions of COVID, and it still is one of the things that they're going to be writing theses about in college for the next 10 years. And it's something that none of us thought would work, and yet, after 3 years, still going strong, working remotely. And here is what, in this past study that they've been studying for the last 14 months, it came out today. Remote employees are working longer and harder and getting more work done and are happier than they ever have been in the workforce. I don't think there was a person, not me, any person sitting in a room trying to go, what in the world are we going to do? This is going to be an epic failure. Companies aren't going to know what to do. Employers aren't going to know what to do. Employees aren't going to know what to do. It hasn't been that way. And in that same regard, I have two different stories. So there's the first one. Remote employees are working longer hours and working harder, completing more work, and taking less time off than they did before. And two, here's the sad side of that as well. We have over by my office, we have a Bed Bath & Beyond closing. We've seen many, many, many retailers and just stores in general. Another big one happening today. Pizza Hut is closing over 300 stores nationwide. They think that number could climb to well over 3,000. It's interesting. And I think, and why I said COVID-related, I think all of this is COVID-related, is even though we still enjoy to go out and to go out for dinner every once in a while, I think COVID actually taught us how to cook, how to plan, how to find different ways to fix different things. I know I became a pit boss guy, and I would love to take credit for the grilling that I do, but it's the grill. It's so easy. It's pellet related. I mean, all these things. If I can cook pizza on there, I can do everything. I just think that a lot of these places, now your McDonald's and you may see that they'll dwindle a little bit, and there may not be, in 5 years, there may not be Wendy's and McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. I mean, all those guys, everybody in the fast food industry is trying to keep up with Chick-fil-A. I mean, I get it that McDonald's all of these, McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, they're all mainstays of doing. And before, in my non-heart healthy days, it was a battle between them to see who would get my business. And other than I had chicken nuggets a couple of times this weekend because we were coming home so late, I haven't been to a fast food restaurant in 10 weeks. So, that stuff comes up too. We'll see what happens. We got a lot more to talk about. We got RagBri to talk about. We have the State Fair to talk about. We'll hit on Newton again before the end of the show. I've got ISU stuff. I got University of Iowa stuff. We've got it all. Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Get back in here. Second hour coming up. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome in. It's Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Website 1700thechamp.com. And you can download all the podcasts are up. I upload them into Audio Boom, but they go out to all the places that you want to grab your podcast. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Monday, Tuesday, so tonight, tomorrow night, we got Minnesota Twins versus the Mariners, 6 o'clock pregame, right after the show. Off day Wednesday, travel day Thursday, Twins, Royals are Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Big, big, big games. We're going to talk about that here in a few. What else do I have? We have a list of different college and football games and schedules and everything. The hard copy came out. It needs to be. We're not all Excel experts here. We need to spruce up our Excel a little bit, and so we could get it out there so people can see. So as soon as we get that done, I will give you the heads up, and so you can see some of the things that are going to be on. I can tell you it's going to be a lot. So I think that's pretty cool. This segment is going to be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. As soon as I get my papers to agree with me. Heritage Building Maintenance provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout Central Iowa and the Midwest. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, and provide peace of mind in protecting our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services, which they are a part of and want to be an industry leader in. I want to thank them for being a part of our show. Okay, I talk about this subject quite a bit, and I'm finding some common ground with a couple of United States senators, which I never thought I'd hear myself say, but I don't believe in the whole Senate or House of Representatives, so I don't know if they could ever get any of this done. But sitting here, and Scott and I, we talk about this a lot, and we talk about it a lot at tailgates. We talk a lot about college football games. We talk a lot about it everywhere. And it's NIL, and it is all the things that are going on in sports, transfer portal, NIL, all of that. Now, there's bright sides to the NIL. I happened to see it this weekend. Caitlin Clark was up. The lines were huge. The lines were long. The young people that wanted to get their picture taken or just have her sign something was big. That is, in a nutshell, what NIL was supposed to be, in some type or form. Now, I get a lot of grief on this sometimes, and so I thought I would clarify a couple of things. I am not asking for pay to play. I'm not saying it's okay if big college people and all, if I don't think Alabama's doing it, but whoever. College A and College B are just doling out cash to people to get them to come there. Even though that's not that it's outside the realm of this, because when we put this in place, there were so many people that were trying to worry about their own skin. They didn't worry about the skin that was the most important, and that's these collegiate athletes and how much money they're making off of them. They didn't really think that that was going to happen. I don't think it happens as much. I think there's more Caitlin Clarks in the world than there are somebody else. Or, you know, I mean, a whole bunch. Angel Reese and just one after another after another after another. It's a little bit, see, here's one of the things with college basketball. It's hard for college basketball because a lot of these kids don't stay around for a long time. But, you know, Patrick McCaffrey has some NIL things that he could do. I mean, Taman Lipsey has some NIL things that he can pull in these areas that they are at. And I agree with all that. Here's the deal, though. They don't want it to be the wild, wild west, but senators, here's the one thing. They know what bad press is. And bad press is for senators to come out and say, there is no reason in the world that college athletes should be making money because they get scholarships. That ship sailed 20 years ago when I got to watch a Notre, say 40 years ago, when I got to watch a Notre Dame replay of a football game on Sunday morning that showed about 20 minutes of the football game, and I thought I was the luckiest kid in the world. Or when I was sitting listening to the Iowa Hawkeyes with Jim Zobel, I thought I was the luckiest guy in the world. Well, things have changed. And the only thing that hasn't changed with college athletics is everybody's making more money than they ever thought was humanly possible, except for the people that were watching play. I don't hate Nick Saban, Brian Kelly. I don't dislike any of these coaches. I just dislike the fact that they're so disingenuous, that the fact that they can make $20 million a year because they're a great coach and they get these kids. Oh, that's right. The kids are the ones with the talent that you have to get to play your type of game. You're not out there playing, but it's okay for you to get $20 million that the university's happy to pay you because they're getting $500 million. But let's not take care of the kids that are on the field getting hardly any glory and getting injuries and maybe not be able to do some of the things they want to do. That's my complaint about all of this, is the holier than thou of our federal government and coaches and the NCAA making all this money but not wanting to share it with anybody. That's okay. So a couple of different senators, Cory Booker being one, a former athlete. And so I'm in a little bit. One of these things is to establish a medical trust fund for sports-related injuries. Athletic departments that generate at least $20 million annually would be required to cover out-of-pocket medical expenses for athletes for 2 years after they finish playing. Athletic departments that generate at least $50 million annually have to do the same for 4 years and provide athletics-related health care coverage while athletes are playing. I think that's a little low. I think they should have some for injuries and things that happen, especially to football players, 10, 15 years down the road. I think they should have to put some money away for that as well. Draft eligibility. All college athletes can enter drafts for professional leagues without losing their NCAA eligibility if they decide to return to school within 7 days of the draft. Scholarship guarantees. Colleges would have to guarantee that athletes would keep their scholarships until they finish their undergraduate degree as long as they remain in good academic standing and do not transfer. That means that they cannot come in and say, well, you're not going to play football anymore, so we're not going to have you on scholarship, but they have to keep you on scholarship. If you want to stay there and you don't want to play football and you want to graduate, they're going to pay for your schooling. That's the way it should be. You signed a contract. Even if they don't want you there to play football because maybe they found somebody that was better, that's the thing. That one always miffed me as well. Schools would also be required to report annually on their athletic revenue and expenses. They don't. They don't do it truthfully and yearly. And how much money their coaches make, how much time athletes spend on their sports, academic outcomes, and the average value, and total number of endorsement contracts that athletes sign. The bill would make sure that specific contract details for endorsement deals were not made public or subject to public records. The new corporation, dubbed the Collegiate Athletic Corporation, would work with the existing associations like the NCAA to police certain areas of college sports. This group would be granted subpoena power to monitor whether all parties are obeying the framework established by the law. Of course, they put that in there so they can cover their butts. I don't like the fact that I do like the fact of the CAC, which is the College Athletic Corporation. I think that's going to happen. I think that's going to happen. It's not a catchy name, so that's not going to be the name of it. But I think that's what's going to happen with the Power Five conferences. I think they're going to break away from the NCAA and say, you guys are not, you cannot handle, you do not have the integral things on the inside to take care of this. And I was going to say integrity, but I mean, it might be integrity as well. So the NCAA can take care of some of the non-revenue generated sports, some of your Olympic sports. But you take college football, college basketball, college wrestling, and maybe college baseball, and you take them away, and they are in their own revenue sharing, money sharing, and you figure it out. And I think once you do that and you see the amount of money there, I think you might be able to get healthcare for life for some of these athletes. There could be some things that need to do that just aren't going to the TV companies and the administrators and the athletic directors and the coaches and the players get a fair shake. I think you need to put together a board. The first person that I would ask to be on the board is the first person that everybody asked to be on the board, and that would be Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Bo Jackson, just other collegiate players that have had careers that understand the amount of money and the dollars associated with some of these student athletes, and you make it all transparent so everybody can see and all of that. The things that I don't want to hear people say is for someone like Caitlin Clark or someone like Paige Beckers or someone like Angel Reese that are making money correctly, not just taking money to play, not just taking money to drive a car, but to actually give back. And the reason I talk about Caitlin Clark is because I know more about this. She works for Hy-Vee, talked a lot to Hy-Vee people this weekend. She's out there. She's doing things. I like that. I think that's the way you have to do it. I don't want somebody just walking up and handing somebody a bunch of money. That's not going to work either, because at some point in time, they're going to want something for the money, and that's where we get in trouble. I want them to have skin in the game, and skin in the game is, hey, I'm going to represent XYZ company, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to do things for XYZ company, and then they can compensate me, and everybody can see what they're compensating me and see that it's the same as if I was their employee. Because if you saw all the recognition, everything that some of these places were getting this weekend, Hy-Vee in general, having Caitlin Clark or Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce coming in and signing autographs and seeing all the people buying Hy-Vee stuff and seeing all the things that Hy-Vee's doing, you would understand where this is coming from. We have to get away from not worrying about college institutions to just come in and say, I'm going to pay him, and that's it. And the thing that I'm trying to stop is I can't tell them, hey, I'm going to pay him, but if he doesn't come and perform, then I'm not going to pay him anymore, and I'm going to go to somebody else. We can't have that. If you're going to pay him, pay him. Have it up front, have it out there in the open, and let everybody see what's going on. There's too much money in collegiate sports. They're making too much money, and it's not going for the people who have been carrying the load on their back, and we need to do something about that. There's enough to go around. The problem with all of this is, at some point in time, it can't just be TV-generated money, because it's going to come a point in time where TV-generated money is not going to be what it's been in the last couple of years. And the other thing is, and I think very strongly on this, and I do not think there's somebody out there that can change my mind, it can't. In collegiate sports, in non-professional setting sports, it cannot be sports betting money. It can't. You know, next thing you're going to know, Alabama's going to be a sports gambling college, and you can bet and have, you can't. That part you can't. That's why I hope that you have smart enough people that can take this Power 5 grouping. You're going to have to get bigger. So instead of being 16 teams, you're probably going to be 22, 24 teams. You know, breaking into three or four different groupings inside, so four conferences of six, and work it out. But you're going to be in control of non-Olympic sports, which is, well, baseball's an Olympic sport, so that's going to be tricky. Wrestling's an Olympic sport, that's going to be a little tricky. But mostly for NCAA basketball and NCAA football. Those are the ones that make the most money based on revenue off of specifically student athletes. And I hope that we can work through this. Do I trust that the federal government's going to be able to do it? No, but I think you have some people that are in this particular group in tune with other individuals. You know, I'm serious when I said like Bo Jackson or Magic Johnson or, you know, just there are players, former players, that have gone on to have spectacular careers outside of sports that you can go to and have them help. I hope, and here's one I would tell you that I would have no, if Kirk Ferentz ever retired from football with his mind and his inner person, knowing right from wrong, that's someone that you look to. That's why, I mean, I Pat McAfee's another one. You have to look for people who are outside the box, because this is outside the box, but it can work. There's seriously, when we sit back and look, and we look at Tesla, and we look at Amazon, and you think back 20 years ago, and someone had said, hey, we're not going to go to Target anymore, or as much, or Walmart, or all these places. We're going to go online, and we're going to buy all of our stuff, and it's going to be dropped off at our door, and we don't have to worry about it. Or, you know what, electric cars are going to take over, and we're not going to be so dependent on foreign oil. Or we're going to get back to space, but we're going to do it in a totally different way. We would have never bought in. So we can buy into changing NCAA basketball. It can happen. I got baseball and I have football. Just some quick things in this next segment, just to talk about upcoming parts of the season for baseball halfway through and for football coming up. You are listening to Steen on Sports every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Twitter is at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ, and Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Minnesota Twins baseball tonight and tomorrow, 6 o'clock pregame, so right after the show. Show ends, couple commercial breaks, and we'll go right into pregame. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Twins are at the Royals. So big games coming up. NFL begins next week. Like I said before, we have a preliminary football schedule out there. We're just looking for an easier way to print it and just make it look cool so we can see all the things that we're going to have on the radio for college and professional football, maybe a little high school football as well. You never know. You never know. So a lot of exciting things happening. Once again, want to thank Iowa Speedway and Fishgren, Cumulus Radio, Newton in general. The racetrack was amazing. The talent was amazing. The performers were amazing. The drivers were amazing. The food was amazing. Hy-Vee was amazing. We were there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it was some of the most fun I've had in a long, long time. So it was great to get that, and now we have that done. Now we are precariously close to the Iowa State Fair. I think we are 2 weeks away from this Thursday, I do believe. Maybe two. Yeah, I think that's right. Right around in that little bit of range right there. As always, I want to thank one of our sponsors. This particular sponsor today is for Homeless Veterans Golf Outing Monday, July 31st, so a week from today, at the Legacy Golf Club in Norwalk, Iowa. It is through Central Iowa Shelter and Services. CISS is hosting our fifth annual For Homeless Veterans Golf Outing, benefiting the homeless U.S. veterans that are staying with us in our emergency shelter. Join them on Monday the 31st at the Legacy Golf Club. Great golf club, by the way. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think the temperatures are going to drop a little bit, so it's not going to be as hot as it is. By participating in this event, you are supporting a mission to provide homeless veterans an opportunity to grow and rebuild. The funds raised help to maintain all 150 beds at the emergency shelter, provide street outreach, and cook 600 nutritious meals each day. For many of our veterans, these services are the first steps towards stability and self-sufficiency. You can be a whole sponsor, $250. You can join as a team. Four-person team is $600, 18 holes, golf cart, banquet meal, two drink tickets, player, raffle prizes. You can do both for $800, save $50. Hopefully you'll donate that right back. Once again, July 31st, a week from today, for Homeless Veterans Golf Outing. thanking Central Iowa Shelter and Services for hosting their fifth annual. So thank you very much. Okay. I have baseball. Baseball standings up. We are in most things, we are really close to anywhere between 99 and 104 games have been played in Major League Baseball per team. You still have some pretty exciting stuff happening. I'm going to talk about the Minnesota Twins first. Minnesota Twins are three games up. They are five games over 500 since the All-Star break, or their last 10. I think those coincide there. They're 8-2, so they've done well, but they're playing teams that they need to beat. They have that this weekend. The Mariners are 50-49, so pretty close to the same record. Then they get the Kansas City Royals. The Kansas City Royals are almost 50 games under 500. Those are games you need to win to keep your momentum. They are the only team in the Central Division that have a plus run differential. So it's going to be a ton of fun. Listen, you have some teams that are the Atlanta Braves are the best team in baseball. Baltimore and Tampa Bay. So the Braves have 64 wins. Baltimore and Tampa Bay both have 61. Texas Rangers have 59. And the Dodgers have 57. Milwaukee and Cincinnati both have 55. The Chicago Cubs are only 6.5 games out. They're the only team with a plus run differential in that division, plus 41. They're 6-4. They've won 3 in a row. Cincinnati's won 5 in a row. Baseball can still be had here. I don't know how many of us. Listen, the American League East is the toughest division. Everybody's over 500. The New York Yankees are the worst team in that, and they're tied with Boston. They're both 6 games over. Tampa Bay is plus 144 in run differential. The Texas Rangers are plus 151, and the Atlanta Braves are plus 148. So you have some high powered teams, but you have some teams with lower payrolls that have the ability to make a run in the playoffs. And I think Major League Baseball is going to be pretty excited about that. If I told you that you get Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, and Texas or Houston, and in the National League you get Atlanta, Philadelphia, the Marlins, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and the Dodgers or the Diamondbacks, are there really going to be, and the Giants, are there really going to be people that are unhappy with that? I think that's good. I think that's a little mix of the haves and have-nots with payroll. I think it's a little mix of haves and have-nots on wins over the last few years. I think that sets up really good for baseball, and I think that's what baseball's been missing. It can't be a league that only four teams can win. That takes away from a lot of the stuff that makes baseball so fun. When I sit in here and I listen to Randy Wehofer, assistant general manager and VP of the Iowa Cubs, that's what we're talking about. That's the game of baseball, the X's and O's and the pitching and the hitting and all of that. Not who spends the most money. I want who gets the most out of everybody on their team. And you're getting that. It's half and half. I mean, the Braves have a huge payroll. The Dodgers have a huge payroll. The Yankees have a huge payroll. The Astros have a huge payroll. But the Rangers do not. The Twins do not. The Orioles do not. The Rays do not. The Blue Jays do not. Philadelphia does. Miami does not. Cincinnati does not. Arizona does not. You know, and just because you have a huge payroll, the San Diego Padres are 4 games under, and they have the biggest payroll in baseball. So it doesn't always work. And I like that. That's the exciting part about all of this, is that part of it. That part works. And that's the part that we want to see work. Once again, after seeing four acts this weekend, and it was great, and they were Carrie Underwood went 60 minutes, Zach Brown Band went 60 minutes, Kenny Chesney went 90 minutes, Ed Sheeran went 90 minutes, and I think it was awesome. But we're talking still over the weekend, Taylor Swift, 3.5 hours. She is rocking, folks. It is, I don't even know how to explain what's going on with that. Just a quick one again. So Saudi Arabian club Al Hilal is getting ready to offer a record-breaking $1.1 billion to bring over Mbappe on a one-year deal. The transfer fee is $332. His salary would be $776 million. That is crazy. When we jump into this, the last segment of the day, I got a couple of, it's tequila day today. So I got a couple of really cool tequila things to talk about today. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. One of the things I heard over the weekend, they've been splitting up the Iowa High School baseball tournament in part in Iowa City, and somebody's going to have to help me because I can never ever ever. Merchants Park is the other. We are looking. There is I don't know if it's a groundswell. I don't know what I want to call this, but Cedar Rapids is looking. Cedar Rapids would love to have the whole state baseball tournament in one place again. I think they have the facilities to do it. I know they have the facilities to do it. At least if it's not in Cedar Rapids, it's just right outside of Cedar Rapids. And when you combine Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, there's probably enough to do. But, I mean, just not doing it at the University of Iowa baseball field. Not that I don't think the University of – sorry about that. Had to sneeze. Hit the button. Did it all right. Wow. I don't think the University of Iowa does not appreciate having it there. I just think it's a wear and tear on the field, number one. And I think Cedar Rapids would love to take the ball and run with it. And it'll be exciting to see what happens. It was nice to see Matthew Thomas back. He was back in Ames today, practicing with the team. The team is practicing right now, which is kind of cool. The other thing, and I had a couple of these get sent to me. I had a conversation a couple of days ago. With a couple of young kids and parents about the difficulty of, it was during baseball, the difficulty of the state tournament and winning and the ultimate once you lose, you're done scenario and how difficult it is. And I found a couple of things in here that had some coaches that have, you know, they kind of, coaches are always looking for some sayings, and I kind of like both of these. And this one was Shaka Smart, and I've always liked this. Players think, play me, and I'll show you what I can do. And the problem that we've always had with that is we don't understand that coaches are the exact opposite. They say, show me what you do in practice, and I'll play you. And I was one of those kids in high school. I couldn't have done the first one, play me and I'll show you, because they would have never played me. I get the show me part. I wasn't the best shooter. I wasn't the best dribbler. I don't know if I might have been the fastest. Close. Not anymore. But work hard, play hard, play defense, do little things, dive on the floor, tick people off, be a pest. I did those things. So I showed my coach, and I got to play because of that. And then my play turned around and helped, you know, bring that to a successful season. And I think a lot of parents and a lot of kids have a hard time with that. It is practice. And Scott said, practice. I used to say that all the time. The worst practice of everything is baseball. It's difficult. The first part of practice is great, man. When you're practicing defense and grounders and getting honing in everything, that's easy. It's batting practice and keeping everybody involved and doing all that. That's why basketball is my favorite sport to coach, because I can coach everything in scrimmage. I can coach plays in scrimmage. I can coach defensively in scrimmage. It just makes it a little bit easier because you can get everybody involved. Here's another reality check that's out there for coaches, if I can get through this really quick. It is, you will not be rewarded for bad behavior. Being told no is part of life. Get over it. You are free to make your choice. You are not free of your consequences. Life is not fair. You are not the boss. The world does not revolve around you. Respect is earned. It is not given. The world owes you nothing. Work for it. This is my parents, man. It's just like I'm right back with my mom and dad. Fits and tantrums will get you nothing. Stop wasting your time. You put yourself here. You need to fix you. Shut your mouth and open your ears. If I had that said to me 5,000 times in my lifetime, I would tell you that would be correct, because I heard it every day, multiple times a day. And part of my issue was I was an only child, so I never shut up. And so that just got me in trouble wherever I was. But I tried to hone that differently sometimes with my own. Sometimes it worked. Sometimes it didn't. But there are times, and I'm in one of those time frames right now with my three boys. Because it was a process. I sound like Matt Campbell, man. It was a process. It's a lot. We put the kids through a lot. We had a lot of different things that happened during raising them and getting them all the way through. But I now have three boys gainfully employed at great companies doing great things. And I can kick back and go, you know what? First thing, mom and dad, you were right. Second thing, as Jennifer and I, as parents, we were right. Nana and Bumpa, they were right. And it pushed its way down. If we could do that, that's what these coaches are looking for. I'm going to say it, but you guys got to believe it and do it. And that's the hard part. And it's a hard part in all of it. High school, college, professional, everywhere. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3. 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real. Everybody be out there driving safe, paying attention, being in a good mood, maybe. That'd be good. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3. 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700 The Champ. Minnesota Twins baseball today, 6 o'clock, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, off on Wednesday, travel day on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Twins, Royals. Want to thank our sponsors of the show. They are 4 Homeless Veterans Golf Outing at Legacy Golf Club, Monday, July 31st. That's in Norwalk, Central Iowa Shelter and Services. It's their 5th annual. Looking forward to that. Northwest Bank and Woodman Controls and Heritage Building Maintenance. Just dropped my pen. Sorry. Couldn't do this show. Cannot do this show without them. So I appreciate everything that they do. And it's just it's a pleasure to get to talk about them every day. And it's a ton of fun when that happens. And I enjoy getting to talk about them. Okay, so Iowa Speedway. Once again, want to thank Iowa Speedway, Hy-Vee, Cumulus Radio for allowing me to go up and enjoy. I couldn't have done it without Ann with Iowa Speedway and IRL, Indy Racing League, She's a rock star. She's fun to work with. She's fun to talk to. She's fun to have on the show. I wouldn't want to do it without her. So that's the cool part. Also want to thank my wife, Jennifer, for going with me and hanging out all weekend. I think she was kind of excited. It kind of got her, you know, Bumpa was a huge, I call him Bumpa. I love being able to call him Bumpa. John, my father-in-law, loved IndyCar, loved NASCAR, loved it all, loved what Newton did and why they did it. And he would be very, very proud. And it was a great weekend. I was trying to think. I mean, here's the only thing you could do different. Hy-Vee did such a good job. There were so many people that you had to wait for a little bit, which is nothing. To enjoy amazing food and drinks. What a hospitality tent they had. My goodness. It was so much fun. So thanks to everybody again. Thanks to the drivers. Thanks to all their staffs, their pit crews, their families. They let them get away and come in and let us enjoy watching. Thank you to Carrie Underwood, Kenny Chesney, Zach Brown Band, and Ed Sheeran. Get out of town. It was amazing. Today is National Tequila Day. Pretty cool that it's National Tequila Day. My two favorite tequila people now are Sammy Hagar and Guy Fieri. They have their Santo Spirit Tequila. Those two guys are a ton of fun. But here's the question that was out there for today. We got about 4 minutes to figure this out. You could have, and these were the groupings. I take my glasses off here so I can read my phone. There were six groupings altogether. So it's a cruise of three. What crew are you going out with on Tequila Day? Crew number one. I got to make sure I know all these people. Michael Jordan, Sofia Vierga, and Brody Jenner. Brody Jenner kind of ruins that for me, and I don't know why Brody Jenner would be on there, but hey, he is. Next grouping is Stone Cold Steve Austin, Pitbull, and Jennifer Lawrence. I love Jennifer Lawrence. Pitbull's pretty cool. So is Steve Austin. This one's an interesting one. Gronk, Gigi Hadid, model, I do believe, and Ryan Gosling. I'm a huge Ryan Gosling fan. So that's pretty close. Travis Kelce, Burt Kretcher, multi-billionaire, kind of be fun, and Margot Robbie. That would not be horrific. This is probably the one I'm not going to say that one. I'll leave that for last. My last one is probably the crew I'd want. J.R. Smith, Bad Bunny, and Sydney Sweeney. Wow. That's a different group. But the crew that I would take, and I love all three of these guys, and they're all over the place. Kevin Durant, DJ Khaled, and Bradley Cooper. I think that'd be a pretty good list. But happy Tequila Day to everybody. And last but not least, we got about 4 minutes left. Some of these just do really quickly. Fan bases with the most unrealistic expectations. It's a pretty good list here. Auburn is number one. They're really proud of their football team. University of Miami has not been relevant for a while. Florida Gators have not been relevant for a while. Texas Longhorns, it's been a while. Wisconsin Badgers, been a while. Colorado Buffaloes, been a while. Texas A&M, they should be really upset with, not only do they have unrealistic expectations, but their coach is like the second highest coach. Jimbo Fisher's the second highest paid coach in the NCAA. University of Oregon. Now, there's the problem that everybody has with Oregon is, you know, winning on more across the board, and they see Nike money, right? But they're still in Oregon. They're not in California or one of the bigger places. TCU, I don't know if TCU's expectations are big. They might have been this year by people just saying, hey, we won the Big 12 and we deserve to be, you know, that could have been debated, but I think that's okay. Oklahoma State. So there's a couple of Big 12 schools in there. I think that's a little bit of people just not liking Coach Gundy more than anything. So former Cyclone was suspended for betting on NFL games. It was Iuma Uwazurki, defensive lineman. He's out for at least the full season. The thing that I'm seeing most is he may be out for longer than that, and I'm hoping that that isn't part of the investigation since he isn't a former Cyclone in that arena as well. Tiger Woods this weekend on Justin Thomas's poor play as of late. He said, well, he got married. Mistakes like those will negatively affect your game. I've been there. Probably Tiger shouldn't have said that out loud so people could see. Might have just commented on that privately. Would have been a better idea for him. I don't know. That one was kind of out there. This is funny because I'm doing this for Bridget because she's an Anthony Rizzo fan. He's giving all of his success of breaking out of his slump and going 4 for 4 because he used Taylor Swift's walk-up song. See, folks, she is everywhere. And I mean everywhere. Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison. All you saw all weekend was he was pulled over for going 140 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. And people were quite upset until you learned today that it was due to a medical emergency regarding his dog. And so now people are more on his side because he was trying to save his dog. One of the most important things I saw today, NFL star running backs Christian McCaffrey, Najee Harris, J.K. Dobbins, Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Saquon Barkley, Aaron Jones, Tony Pollard, and Joe Mixon were in attendance for Austin Eckler's Zoom meeting in collaboration with the NFL PA representatives to discuss the depressed market for backs per league source. They're concerned. Because they're concerned that because of their productivity and years of service, they don't want to pay them as much, even though they're using them twice as much as what they did before and paying them a third of the amount of money. Probably not a great combination there. And CBS had some of its game announcers coming in. I think they're number one. Their number one group is Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, Tracy Wolfson. Their number two, I think it's Kevin Harlan, Trent Green, Melanie Collins. Number three, Iron Eagle, Charlie Davis, and Evan Washburn. They also have Andrew Catalone, Tiki Barber, Matt Ryan, and A.J. Ross, and Tom McCarthy, James Lofton. I think James Lofton's really good, by the way. Jeff Feely, who I really like listening to as well. And Tiffany Blackman and Sergio Didiz, Adam Archuleta, in another grouping as well. It'll be interesting to see. NFL is going to be here before you know it. College football is going to be here before you know it. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott's going to be here before you know it. That's coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. You're listening to Steen on Sports. I'm bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. See you tomorrow. Drive safe. Have a great night.